time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, April 5th. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good, good. Great morning this morning.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to get out of bed this morning.
I know. I was tired, too. But, you know, they say on morning shows, you're not supposed to say you're tired. You're supposed to be uplifting and everything.
Oh, I am so excited.
Yes, we're not tired.
We're not tired. We have our coffee. I can't believe it's April 5th already.
I know. Oh, I know. God. Time just flies, you know, and it's 2011.
I know.
Almost half of the year is over, you know?
Don't tell me that. I don't even want. I just turned 31.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And
wow,
I'm like,
congratulations.
Thank you, I guess.
Well, for your birthday.
I'm going through this, like, midlife crisis, though.
Really?
Like, I literally went to my therapist a couple weeks ago, and I was having all of this anxiety. And
really?
I was telling him everything that's going on, and he was like, Steph, I just want you to know that people at 45 go through this. It's
right.
Called a midlife crisis, but apparently you're going through this at 31. And I was like, but is that a bad thing? He goes, well, no, you're just getting out of the way now.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fine.
So what do you think brought this along? Brought it on?
I honestly don't know. Like, I just start. Have you ever had anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had like a panic attack? Or
no, what? Not panic attacks,
you haven't.
No.
Okay.
But I've had depression and stuff. Yeah, I've been to therapists, God knows.
We all have. It's okay, we can admit it. I have no idea. Like, I was sick a lot last year, like just sinus infections and then other stuff like that. But I started having these panic attacks.
Really?
Like, out of nowhere. I have no idea where they came
from. You never had them before, huh?
Never.
Really?
Never. And
I know. They're supposed to be really scary when it happens, huh?
You think you're going to die.
Really?
Like, you have convinced yourself you're going to die.
Wow.
And I know. It's so scary. Like, I'd call up my parents, and I was like, I think I'm going to die. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I would freak them out. And they're in Chicago, so they would get really scared. But I meant that. Like, I didn't know if I could get out of it.
Wow.
You know? But, yeah, so I started going to this therapist, and I was like, okay, something's going on with me. Like,
yeah,
what
major,
is,
huh?
Yeah, like, what is happening? And he's like, yeah, you're just going through midlife crisis.
Really?
I was like, okay, is there any pills for this? Like, what? How long does this last?
Yeah.
But he's just, I mean, he's such a great therapist. I really like him a lot.
But why did he say that? How does it manifest itself? You know,
well,
I mean, why
just
would
everything
he say,
that I was going through.
I
just
see.
Just like
okay.
Specifically, I mean, not that you
like
all want to hear.
Like things that you go through inside and things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Like I was telling him, like he's like, okay, what are you thinking about? Like what brought this on? So he needs to see, like, so he can diagnose something.
Right.
So I'm not just crazy.
Right.
But he needed, you know, to walk me through this and say, okay, when does this come up for you? Like
right.
What is it? Certain situations or thoughts or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you know, I would tell him, you know, certain things in my life.
Right.
Like when it would come up. And he was like, it just sounds like you're having a midlife crisis.
Really?
Yes.
I guess they have a name for everything.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, why can't I just, like, you know, go buy a Porsche instead, and that would be my midlife crisis.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you can do that later. But that's what guys do.
I know, right? But I would like, actually, I would like an Aston Martin, to be
really?
Honest.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm in love with that car.
Yeah, I know. It's good. It's nice.
You have a nice car.
Well, thank you. It's not.
It is. It's
no
nice.
Aston Martin, but you
well,
know.
It's a nice car.
Yeah.
Until then, this is fine driving, right?
Yeah. I know some people think I'm going through a midlife crisis driving a Mustang.
I like.
But no, it just turned out to be that way, you know.
Yeah,
so
it happens.
Yeah, what the hell, you know.
My ex-husband loves that car.
Really?
Loved it.
Yeah, the new one is really cool, though. You know, I mean, they
I
have like.
Seen it.
Yeah, I mean, there's voice commands and, you know, and everything, and it's pretty cool, yeah.
So fancy.
I know, I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
I'm at the top of the world with my Mustang.
I love it. I love the sound of it, though.
Yeah.
I do.
You're talking about the GTs that are really like, they sound like a Harley or something.
I don't like the sound of Harleys. I like the sound of the Mustangs.
Yeah.
I'm not. Are you a motorcycle guy?
No, not really. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm scared riding a motorcycle. I mean, I would love to, you know, but but early on in my life, I knew someone who died from a motorcycle accident. So it's sort of like, well, I didn't really know him personally, but I knew of him. He was hanging out the same people that I was, and he got killed, you know, and ever since then, my parents wouldn't let me get on a bike, and it sort of like left a mark on me, you know.
Yeah. Well, so, it's safer that way.
Yeah.
So stay off the bike.
I guess.
I went on with a guy who I was kind of seeing back in Chicago.
Right.
And I had never been on one, and he had just gotten a bike, and he was so excited. And one of those crotch rockets, so the ones that go really, really fast.
Right.
And I was like, I was really scared. And he's like, come on, it's going to be fun. And another friend of mine went on with his friend.
Right.
So we decided just to go around the neighborhood. And I was like, look, I'll go on with you. Just don't go fast and don't go on that freeway.
Right.
I was like, okay. Sure enough, we end up getting on the freeway. And we are going, what, 100
or so?
More.
Wow.
And I am freaking out.
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. And the moment I got off that bike, I never talked to him again. Like,
really?
I was done. I was like, you know what? I asked you not to, and you did. And it was terrifying.
You can't trust him. Yeah.
No, it was terrifying. Wow. So that was my first and last time on a bike. I don't think I'll ever do it again, to be honest. I really don't.
Yeah. I know. People swear by it. You know, I mean, it's liberating and freeing and that. But I don't know if it's worth risking my life for.
So is a convertible.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick with a convertible.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that, the wind through my hair that way, instead of a bike where, you know, I'm open to every car and possibility of danger.
Exactly. I mean, you're like a bullet, you know? That's what you are, you know?
And especially here in California. You know what's so funny is, since I'm not from here, I'm from Chicago, people that come visit me don't know that, because we don't have it where you can go in between the cars.
Oh, really? You can't do that in
Chicago? Cannot do that in Chicago.
Wow.
So when I first was out here, I was like, what the hell are these guys doing?
Right.
And everybody that comes to visit me, and family and friends, have the same reaction, like, what the fuck are these guys doing? And I'm like, dude, it's okay. It's fine. They can do this. And it's the funniest thing, because we have no, like, you cannot do this in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. And it's scary,
That's
though.
Interesting, because I know in many cities they can do that, you know?
Oh, really? Really?
But it's good that they can't. You know, I don't like it at all.
No.
I think it's very dangerous for them and for the drivers. You know?
I completely agree.
And then they get irritated when you don't leave them enough room, you know, between the cars.
They, like, pound on your car. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I've seen guys pound on the cars to, like, move. It's like, dude, we can kill you. Not that we want to, but we can kill you. We can crush you.
I know.
Even in my Gallant, I can kill you. But yeah, I don't think, I actually am terrified of it. I would never own a motorcycle out here.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that people want to do that so they get through the traffic, but at the same time, like, I don't know if it's better because, you know, the risk is too
great. I know, if I was riding a bike, I don't know that I'd be doing that, you know?
We're so scared. I love that you and I are both, like, terrified of this stuff.
Chickens.
We're like, I know, we're like kids. We're like, I don't want any, Mom. It's so funny. At least we're both in it together, Sam.
Yeah, well, we want to stay alive for a while, I guess, you know.
We like
we have a good reason.
We like life. I'm sure your wife would like that, too.
If I stick around for a while?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about
Depends
that.
On the day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
Have you seen this hiccup girl?
No, tell me about that. I mean, I can probably relate to that. The other day, I had hiccups all day. I couldn't get them to stop.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know? What did you do? How did it stop?
I don't know. Sometimes I just don't pay attention and it goes away. You know, sometimes I just stick my fist in my mouth and it seems to work. Yeah, like this. I mean, not the whole fist inside, you know.
No, it just.
No, not the whole fist inside. But sort of like to keep my mouth open, you know.
That's so
And
funny.
It seems to work, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing I found, try this next time, is drink a glass of water and. This is so stupid. And stick your finger in your ear.
Really?
I'm not kidding. And just keep drinking as you're, like, sticking your finger in your ear and it stops.
Really?
My grandma told me that and it's worked for me my whole life.
Really? Well, I'll have to try that.
Girl.
Yeah.
But apparently, you don't remember this? Like, 2 years ago, this crazy girl, she was, like, what, 16? Yeah, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
she had like unstoppable hiccups, like could not stop hiccups. Wow. She like made the news. She went on all these talk shows. It was like she met Billy Ray Cyrus because of it. I'm like, what the fuck? I just have to have hiccups to meet people, to meet celebrities. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But she went, she, so anyway, so she finally, I don't know if she had some kind of condition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure as to what that was about.
So she still has it?
Well, Wouldn't that be funny?
Wow.
No, actually, it's taken a turn for the worst. She has now been convicted of murder.
Really?
Yes. I'm just completely shocked by this.
Wow.
This, like, shy 17-year-old girl
mm-hmm.
had the hiccups, was all sweet, met Billy Ray, like, was going on all these talk shows, you know, like, oh, my God, I don't know what's wrong with me, I have the hiccups, oh, you're so cute, ha, laugh, laugh. Now she's a murderer.
Really?
Now she's behind bars. I'm not joking.
And you have to imagine her murdering someone with the hiccups going along.
How scared would you be because of that? If somebody's hiccuping as they're like about to kill you, would you laugh or would you cry?
Yeah, it gives yourself away too, you know?
No, I guess she was part of this. Two other guys actually did it, but she like helped lure this person to the... I'm just like, I was just reading this. I don't really read the news much.
Right. You just kind of scan it.
Well, living with a conspiracy theorist for 6 years of my life, I think I'm like... Have any friends that are conspiracy theorists?
We have one host on the station that has a show, yeah.
Have you ever listened to it?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty funny, yeah.
It's interesting.
It's very interesting.
And then yet it's really negative and dark mm-hmm. a lot of the time.
I know. Like you had a guy on last Sunday... Mm-hmm. Who predicts that May 21st, 2011 is Judgment Day.
Okay.
So we're waiting for that.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Great.
So it is pretty depressing, you're right.
So May 21st, I'll mark it on my calendar for Judgment Day. So what's going to happen? That's the end of the world?
I don't know. The end of the world, I guess. Yeah.
It's so funny. My ex was so into it. Like, he read all these books on David Icke, and he would go to listen to people speak. And I mean, he was... obsessed. Documentaries, things like that, was swearing the government mm-hmm. is evil and against us, and you know, was part like had a part in 9/11 and all this stuff, and there's shape-shifting aliens in the world. Like, I'm not kidding you.
Really?
This is what I heard on a daily basis.
Wow.
And part of me was like, okay.
Yeah, I'll start believing.
And then part of me was like, really, Condoleezza Rice is going to turn into a lizard right now? I don't know. I don't know about that. But it was such a... I didn't realize what a dark world it is.
Mm.
Like, everybody's against you.
Right.
You know, like, me against the world kind
of paranoia type of thing.
Yeah, and I was like, I cannot live... I mean, there was other reasons why I left my marriage, let's be honest. But, like, I mean, he was... It was such a negative world that I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So.
And he was comfortable in that, huh?
Yeah, and you know what's so weird about this? Mm. He was this... And I'm not trash talking him, to each his own. That's well and fine. I'm not a total bitch. But he was on this spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
Of like acceptance. It was kind of like Hinduism, Buddhism. Yeah, like I told you yesterday, you know. And everything, you know, acceptance of people and being nice and all this stuff. And then he's got this other side, this dark side that's like, fuck the world, you know, screw you. And it was so weird.
Yeah.
It was such a weird dynamic between the two of them.
It's a terrible way to live. And when all these things are on your mind, you know.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And just being ruled by other people, like they're controlling your life.
Right.
That's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was not a fan.
Yeah. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Stephanie. Go ahead.
Good morning.
I think they hung up. Yeah.
They didn't want
Hello, you there?
Congratulations. This is.
Oh, why did I hang up? We had this one before. I should have played the whole thing.
Congratulations on what?
I don't know.
Mean,
it's
Sam?
Sort of a recording, but I have a feeling that this is a bit that someone's pulling on us.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's funny. It's funny.
Do you get this all the time?
No, only once before. But who knows? It sounds like a bit, but I don't know.
I want to know what we won. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a good way to pick up the phone.
I know. Maybe we should call him back.
Call him back. Yes, call him back. What did we win?
It was a recording, but, you know, I have the number.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, should we try and call this
number? Yeah, try it back.
Let me call it.
Let's see.
See what happens.
Let's see what we get.
Yeah.
We get like a 5-year-old kid talking to us.
Thank you for calling WCA Subscriber Services. We're sorry we missed your call earlier today, but we are calling to let you know that your household has been pre-selected to receive two $25 Walmart gift vouchers.
Wow.
Doing our discount shopping club.
Yay.
Press 1 now to be connected to...
Oh, that's funny, man.
We won Walmart gift cards. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there we go. We have to claim them
we
now.
Should, well, we could have.
We should have stayed till she connected us with someone.
Why
huh?
didn't you? And you
should we do
again.
That?
We should go through this whole thing and see. Let's see really if we win this or if this is like something that they're like, oh, yeah. You know, you won. Ha ha, joke. You have to pay for this.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we really pursue this?
I don't know
what to tell them once they answer.
I know. Is this really? I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Call him back. I'll talk to him. We'll I'll say, is this really true? Are you pulling my leg?
Thank you for calling WCA Subscriber Services.
Oh, it's a
now your number. 3232.
Oh, shut up. Now she's giving us the number. Our number. We got a different recording. What's that?
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if they have it in the database now.
We're going to try this all day long. Yeah. See, call back again and see if it's the same number.
WCA Subscriber Services. Your number, 3232030815, was subscribed on May 23rd, 2010. Please choose one of the following menu options. Press 1 to cancel your subscription and stop receiving calls.
Okay, the hell with this now. I don't have a patience. I mean, it'd take us forever to get to a representative.
What did you subscribe to?
I did not. I didn't subscribe to anything.
Oh
what
God,
the hell is
I love
this?
It. You obviously
it's just
did.
Bullshit. No, you know it's bullshit.
I
you know.
I know.
Subscribe
That's
to what?
Hilarious.
I mean, you know.
I know.
Besides, I wouldn't use this number. This is our call-in number.
That's so true. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. You know. I mean, they all try to get you to buy things. You know, it's all about transferring the money from your pocket into their pocket. That's
I
what it
agree.
Is. You
consume,
know?
Consume, consume.
Right.
That's the way.
And
it
they
is.
Have to. Figure out different ways to figure out how to get into that money that's in your pocket, you know.
So
they'll do anything, you
something
know?
Stupid like this. And then we fall for it, Sam. You and I call back because we want to know what we want. Actually, I wanted to know, I should
yeah.
say. I'll take
well,
it.
You know, I mean, if they have anybody interesting there, then we'll talk to them, you know. If it was
if they have something to say.
Yeah, I mean, I love when salespeople call. Sometimes I just give them a
on
hard
air.
Time. No, well, no, they never call on air, but when they call me at home, I except we don't pick up the phone at home anymore. You know? Just for the fax line.
I love it. I love it. Did you see in do you have dogs?
No, I don't have dogs. You have two, and you're about to get another one.
To rescue. Right. Well, let's settle down here. I need a bigger house.
Well, that's what you said yesterday.
I know. I do want a third one, but, you know, I need to tone it down.
I was thinking about this, you know, when I was listening to the show, and you said, you know, we were talking about, like, what is it that you need... that makes you need three dogs, you know. And I was thinking, how big a hole do you have to have to fill it with three dogs?
How messed up am I? Awesome. Thank you. Therapist Sam. I'm going
to
be having
to fill it with three dogs, not even one or two.
These are my kids right now. I don't have children.
Okay,
leave me alone.
Okay,
you know what, Mike? Actually, that's so funny because I know we joke about it, but when I got a second dog, so I told you I had to put India, my other dog, down a month ago. I told
oh,
you
no, that. You didn't tell me
okay.
that.
So I rescued Fred 5 years ago, almost six years ago with my ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I took from the divorce. I was like, I don't want your money. I don't want any furniture. I don't want anything. I just want the dog.
Uh-huh.
And the dog was my idea, so he didn't fight me on it. It was fine. So I took Fred. And India, I rescued her a year ago.
Okay.
And they were, you know, they always tell you, they're like, oh, yeah, the dog's 7. She's like 17, really. But, you know, I loved her. She was an amazing dog.
Yeah.
And I had her for a year. She got sick, like, within a month.
Really?
Really bad. She had her arthritis. She had arthritis, but it got worse. Then she had a tumor in her stomach. She had diabetes. She went blind in 2 days. Like, it was just downhill.
Wow.
No surgery I could do. I had all these opinions on, you know, from all these different doctors, these vets. Anyway, so I had to put her down. And it was the hardest thing that I ever had to do to call, make that call. Like, I've never had to do that before. And
right.
To,
it's like you have to decide whether they live or die.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly what it is.
Right.
And you hold on to, I'm going to try not to cry, but you hold on to these moments where she might have a day or even a moment that's good. And you're like, oh my God, she's good. She's getting better.
Right.
You know, she's okay.
Right.
I don't have to do this. But then you have to look, you literally have to break it down to her quality of life.
Right.
You know, and if she is laying around all day, she's mm-hmm. not going on walks because she can't see. I have to pick her up, a 60-pound dog, pick her
wow.
up 3 to 4 times a day to go to the bathroom because she will go to the bathroom in the house and lay in it.
Wow.
And she just sits around and eats and doesn't do anything else. Like,
yeah.
you have to kind of yeah. make that call eventually.
It's a terrible life, yeah.
It was the hardest. But I had a year with her, and that's the way I look at it, you know?
Right.
But anyway, so I had to put her down a month ago, and, you know, my parents were very supportive, and my brothers, and all of my friends, and great friends out here, and they, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll get a second dog eventually, and
right.
my parents, you know, they were talking to me, and they were like, what is missing in your life that you need to keep getting dogs? And I was like, I'm sorry, I just lost my dog. Why are you saying this to me right now? Like, comfort me.
Yeah.
But they were so, that's honestly what they said. They're like, what, do you need a man? Like, what are you missing? Like, what is this?
Right.
Because you just keep getting
so
dogs.
So you see, they asked you the same thing
that
I did.
I know, and we're
yeah.
joking around, but
right.
they were being like dead serious.
Serious.
And
right.
I was like, I don't want to have this conversation. Mom, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I guess it's the unconditional love.
Yeah, yeah.
That you get.
No, I mean, look, people just like the companion, you know, the companionship and you get from a dog.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. Yeah, you don't feel alone, you know. So I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
You know, but the need for 3 dogs is a little curious. Don't spill your drink.
I have no idea why it's 3. It's just maybe 3 because 3 is my favorite number. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe 3 wouldn't be good. I mean, my 2 right now are the best of friends. I told you this. They wrestle. They kiss each other all day. Like, it is the new dog I got, the German Shepherd, Bodhi.
Right.
He's...
So you like bigger dogs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You don't like Chihuahuas and shit like that.
No. And you know what's so funny is a friend of mine, she found this dog on... She found this dog walking. She was driving to a meeting, and she found this Chihuahua on the road. Like, she almost ran it over. This Chihuahua and then actually another one, 2 of them. And so she got out of the car. She went to rescue him. She only got 1. And she was looking for the house. She couldn't find it. She brought it back from Riverside. And she brought it to my house, and she was like, you know, this Chihuahua was left. I didn't want to leave it on the road. And I'm not a Chihuahua fan. I'm
right.
sorry to all you listeners out there that love Chihuahuas, but I was like, this little yappy thing, I'm not into at all. This is not a dog. It's a toy.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't even tell you half the things like I think about that. But no, I mean, I have to say this. She brought her home. I named her Maggie Mae, which she was seriously the sweetest Chihuahua. Mellow, not yappy at all, just so unbelievably sweet.
Right.
But I was like, maybe I'll keep her. And my friend's like, you are not getting another dog. And so we put a thing on Craigslist and we adopted her out, and she has a wonderful home with this woman now, and this woman loves her and whatever.
Wow.
But I have to say, I can say this now, I do like Chihuahuas because of Maggie.
Really?
So now I've accepted it. It's like a little toy.
It is like a toy. It's like a little mouse.
But I know, and I don't know. When I was watching her, like, she would stay at my house, I didn't know where she was half the time. I would forget that I had her. So thank God she had like a little bell on, because
right.
I would have stepped on her, or I would have lost her, because I keep forgetting. Like, to me, a dog is a big dog,
right?
You know, and she's just this little thing that you can just step on, or like she can hide under the clothes and you're like, I don't know where she is.
Right.
But I have to say, I'm obviously, she was supposed to come in my life for a reason.
Yeah.
So I could like Chihuahuas now.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they're really cute, you know. I mean, and when they're yours, they're not as Excuse me, as feisty and shit, you know?
It's annoying.
Yeah.
They're just annoying, but yes.
Yeah.
Now I like them. I'm open to all dogs now.
Right.
But I like bigger dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's your favorite, yeah. You see, I love dogs, but not when they're mine, you know? When there are other people, yeah.
Then you can walk away.
I don't want to pick up their shit, you know? I don't want to have to deal with all the mess. It's just not worth it, you know, to me.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Did you change a lot of diapers with your kids?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Good for you,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, I did. I was involved, yeah.
Aww.
Definitely.
Good. See,
yeah.
That's so unlike most men.
Yeah, I guess. But today I think men are more involved, you know, than they used to be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I enjoyed it, you know. And mm-hmm. It's funny because my daughter says, I don't want any kids. I don't want to clean up their shit and stuff. And I said to her, what do you want? I cleaned up all yours for years, you know. And it's true. When it's your kids, it's not gross, you know. It's different.
It is different. I don't think my dad ever changed our diapers.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
See, I get really grossed out by shit and stuff. So I couldn't pick up.
So.
Yeah. So I couldn't pick up a dog shit. I would throw up every day when I do it.
I'm sure some people probably, even dog owners, like do not like to do that and they'll just leave it.
Yeah, they don't like to do it, but they have to, you know.
Well,
I know some people, yeah, some people don't pick up after them, you know, and it's really... It's gross.
Yeah, because
really
you
gross.
Step in it.
Yeah.
It's off. I am not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I pick up. I am a good dog owner.
Yeah.
I might lose little dogs, but
I pick up
my dog shit. That is for sure. Because having two big dogs, too, it's not cute and small.
Yeah, it's not small shit like a chihuahua.
Yeah, no. I love that this is our morning conversation.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. While you're eating breakfast, we're going to talk about dog shit.
Dog shit.
It's a good way to wake up, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm glad I woke up for this. Good thing we're not eating, Sam.
Listen, thanks for the bagel yesterday. It was amazing.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I mean, it was nice of you to think of me when you went there. And you got the bagel with the cream cheese, and it was already sliced and everything.
And it was kosher, but I didn't know how that works out.
It was
out.
Kosher.
Because coffee bean is kosher.
Oh, really?
Everything in there is kosher.
Wow, I never realized that.
Yeah, because a Jewish guy owns it. I think he's even like a Hasidic Jew.
Really?
Maybe I just made that up,
wow.
But I know he's Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else, but I know it's all kosher. I
right.
do know that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's yay, I know something about. Now I can give Sam a kosher bagel.
Except I eat pork all the time.
Okay, well, then it doesn't matter, obviously.
And shellfish and shit, yeah. So, you know,
you're
not supposed to eat all that stuff, but, you know, like I said many times before, I sort of like... just skip the sort of traditions and holidays and stuff like that, but
right.
I'm not into all these stupid traditions. You know,
you're
it's just
like a fair weather fan of religion.
Exactly.
You just pick and choose what, like I am of sports.
Yeah.
Are you a sports guy?
No, not at all. Not at all. I used to watch some football way back when, but I'm not into it anymore. No.
Oh, okay.
And as far as play, so that's with spectator sports, but as far as doing sports, forget about it.
Are you a disaster?
Yeah. Not into
not
it at all.
You
know.
For my team.
And it's funny because when I was a kid, I used to be into it a lot, you know, soccer and basketball and all that, volleyball. But, you know, that's when I was young, you know. Now, it's like, leave me alone. I don't want to move too much.
So you played soccer and volleyball.
Right.
On a team?
And basketball, yeah.
Oh, wow.
On teams, yeah. In all school.
Right. Okay. So,
yeah, in school, I never really pursued it.
Yeah,
because I was never really into it, you know. It's just not for me. I was always into music and stuff, you know. So.
The artsy kid.
Yeah. So my kids turn out the same way. They're like totally not into sports.
You know? That's okay. They're into music. What did you play?
A guitar.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
And now my son kicks my ass with his guitar playing. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff he plays. Like Van Halen stuff. I mean,
it's
amazing, you know. And he's 18 years old, you know, and he blows me away every time he plays, you know.
Wow. Did you teach him? Or did
No, he's got a very good teacher, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently he's like the best teacher, the best student he has and all that. Yeah. He really
does he want to be in a band?
I guess so, yeah, but he's not in a rush. I don't know why.
He's young.
And my daughter's into singing, and she's going to music school and that. So, yeah, music is more part of our family than sports. You know?
I love music.
Yeah.
My dad's obsessed with music, but I played piano, but I didn't continue with it, which, you know, I gotta say, I wish I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I could
well, you can
sit
always
down
go back to
and
it.
Play. I could right. remember. I remember the keys and stuff, but I just wish I would have continued.
Yeah.
And I was like, meh, I have better things to do, like go outside and play, yeah. boys, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's never too good. Late. It's never too late if
Thanks,
you want to go back into it.
Thanks for the motivational speech this morning. I'm going to go get a yeah. piano.
Get back in a piano.
Who knows? Maybe that'll be the thing I can do. Like we were talking about yesterday, I was like, maybe I need to do more things instead of watch stupid TV.
Yeah.
And waste my brain away. Maybe I'll sit down and take piano lessons.
Yeah, instead of Tyra Banks.
What's wrong with Tyra?
Yeah.
Everything.
She talks about herself in third
in
person.
Third person. Did you ever watch Seinfeld?
Yes.
Remember that character, yes. Jimmy? Do you remember that character, Jimmy, and he talked about himself in the third person?
No, I don't remember that. Was he like an occasional character?
Yeah, he was an occasional, but he became not like a series regular, but he became almost a regular guest,
right.
you know?
Right.
And he would talk about himself in the third person. He's like,
really?
Jimmy doesn't like that. Jimmy won't do that. And my dad, my brothers, we were all obsessed with Seinfeld. So, uh-huh. And my dad like quotes it. Like he sometimes will say things like, oh, well, you know, Jerry said that. And I was like, who the fuck is Jerry? And he's like, Seinfeld. And I'm like, Dad, you don't live by Seinfeld, like the TV show in your life. Like, that doesn't work that way. And he's like, well, it worked for them. I'm like, okay. And my dad's an intelligent man, but yeah. he's just obsessed with that show. But there was a character on there called, his name was Jimmy.
Yeah.
And he just talked like, he'd like talk really? To Tara.
Yeah.
It was a funny.
It's a hilarious show. I love it. It's still, oh. it's still fresh when you watch it now, you know, it's still funny as hell.
And they, you know, they were so smart. They went out on top.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? They didn't drag it down. They were like, look, we are on a high.
Right.
We're going to go out this way.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing also is all the characters are very strong characters. It's like mm-hmm. you're hard-pressed to say which one your favorite is, you know, because they're all so funny
right.
in their own way, you know.
Right, right.
And
I loved Kramer, I think, the most.
Yeah. Kramer is amazing.
He was nuts.
Yeah. But George kills me,
oh,
you know.
Oh, God. George is my dad's favorite.
Yeah.
They were all seriously amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, Kramer was I guess he was the most serious on set.
Yeah.
I saw an interview with him, and he was like the most serious as far as like just dedicated to it.
Really?
And I mean, he would joke around, but yeah. he was. They said he was the most serious.
Wow.
And you see Jerry. Jerry would crack up in the takes that they would use
right.
to put on yeah. on the show. Like he would start to laugh on every single take.
Right.
He couldn't keep it together. But yeah, that show was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm though. Larry David, the one
no,
who did.
Never watched that one.
I mean, I've watched a couple, but I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I'm just
It's not the same, huh? It's
yeah,
Seinfeld. No.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just not this character. I don't know. I just can't. I can't get into it. And I know a lot of people that love it.
Really?
Yeah, that swear by it. But, I have other things to watch, like America's Next Top Model, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's more important.
We're Dancing with the Stars. Did you hear last night
what?
About Kirstie Alley?
What happened?
I guess she fell, and they took a fall, her and her partner. And what's his name?
Max
Kmerkovsky or something.
Try that one again.
Yeah. Kmerkovsky.
Try it for a third
So
time.
He took a nasty tumble and then they both fell down.
Are they okay?
And yeah, I guess they're fine, you know, and they still got 21 out of 30 points.
Well, that was a pity.
Believe it or not.
That was
yeah.
a pity.
You think so?
Yes. I doubt that they were that good. I mean, maybe. Who knows? I heard Christy's pretty good on it.
Really?
Or Kirstie.
Yeah, we got to check it out. Yeah.
We should watch it.
Yeah, so we know what to talk about. So we know anything about the show.
I really don't watch. I like So I told you this. I like So You Think You Can Dance.
Right.
But I'm not.
Is that still on, that show?
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming back, and it's driving me crazy.
Really? You just have to have it
again. I'm addicted. What am I doing with my life, Sam? This is why I'm having a nervous breakdown. What the hell? I'm, like, waiting around for stupid shows like this. No, I'm obsessed with that show. But I think Dancing with the Stars is fine. I don't know what it is about it that I can't really get into it.
Yeah.
It's just okay for me.
No, I know. It's not... I guess if you like dancing, it's okay, you know?
Yeah, since the whole show is a dance show.
Yeah, I guess. Duh. I guess I just made a revelation.
You just realize. I mean, if you like baseball, maybe that show's not for you if you don't like dance. But yes, since the show is all about dance, I would think that you'd have to like it a little bit.
Yeah.
In order to watch it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, you know, we went to the House of Blues last night.
You did?
Yeah, there was a band there that the leader of the band has a show with us. Okay. Troy, he's got Troy's Room. Actually, it's on Tuesdays at 5. And he features, like, bands and things like that. So he's got his own band. Mm-hmm. And we went there. It was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Because we don't go out much and stuff. So when you go out to a club or something, it's pretty cool, you know?
Get all decked out.
Yeah, kind of. Kind
of. So what kind of music?
Rock. A lot of rock, yeah.
Okay.
That's what the House of Blues is about, you know, a lot of rock bands and stuff, you know. And a lot of hot chicks, of course, you know,
there
which always is a good reason to go out.
All
these rocker chicks, you know.
Of course.
It's funny with the tattoos all over their bodies stuff, you know.
Do you like tattoos?
No.
No.
I can't stand them.
You're like, nope, not
nope,
at all.
No tattoos for me, man.
And not even on women? Do you find...
No, not on women. You know, I mean, no. No,
just no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not a deal breaker or anything,
right.
You know. But well, it depends how big it would be, you know.
What if they had a tattoo on their face?
Oh
I
yeah,
think that would be. A deal
I would
breaker.
Love that.
That I think would be a deal breaker. Just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I only once had a girlfriend that had a tattoo. It was on her ass. So I'd have to look at it every time we did doggy style, you know. And I had to decipher what it was.
You had to decipher? You didn't
know I didn't know what it was. No, it was some kind of a symbol, you know.
Why didn't you ever ask her?
Well, did I? I think I did. Maybe she told me, but I don't remember.
And you forgot.
Yeah, until I asked her, I was like deciphering this thing.
What the hell is this? Oh, my God.
So I guess that's the reason chicks put it on the on their back.
Yeah,
why
the
else?
Tramp stamp. It's called the tramp stamp.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So
that.
Every not me.
Yeah, not you.
Not me, but almost every chick has a tramp stamp, which is weird. I actually do know two guys that have it, which is a little.
Oh, guys? Really?
One straight and one is gay.
Yeah. Well, I can see the gay one.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you question the straight one.
Yeah, you have to wonder what he does in bed.
Right? But I don't know what is so appealing about it. Like, if I was to get a tattoo, I don't have any tattoos because, to be honest, I don't know what I would put on my body for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, oh, this is so cool. And then I'd look at it, like, 30 years down the road. I'm like, what, a cupcake? I got a cupcake. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I can't imagine what I would put. But I would do somewhere small, like, on the inside of my wrist.
Really? Or that's where a lot of girls put that.
On the inside of my ankle.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside the ankle.
Yeah, something like that.
But why would you do that if nobody can see it, you know? Like, you know, on a like, well, okay, ankle, let's say people can see it. But like on your ass and stuff, people do, you know, or like
well,
on the,
if you're
on the
a
back.
Whore, then people will see it, Sam.
Or just a slut, right? You don't have to be a
or
whore.
Or just a slut. One of the two. Then people will see it.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then I don't know.
Yeah, who the hell is going to see that?
Right? I mean, people could be like, look, I have a tattoo, and then just pull down their pants and show their ass.
But it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, not so much.
So then they have, you know, the ones that have, like, upper body ones, then they wear the shirts where you can see everything and
I know.
The belly shirts and, you know.
Like the when they have the sleeves?
Yeah, the sleeves of their arm.
Oh, God. You know what? I think it's tattoos are hot on guys. I don't, not like a ton, just a couple I can deal with. It's really got to hurt, doesn't it?
Like, I think it does. Yeah. I don't know, but I think
I don't
it
know
does.
If I could deal with the pain.
Yeah.
You know what I am thinking about, though? And I need... Okay, Sam, tell me what to do here.
Okay.
I'm going to ask your opinion. Okay, I all of a sudden, my midlife crisis, I want to get a belly ring. What is happening?
Really?
And I'm asking all my friends.
So it is a midlife crisis.
It is. This is what I'm saying. I'm not joking you. When my therapist was like, when I was telling him all this stuff, he was like, you are having a midlife crisis. But no, I'm serious.
I think you're bored. You're looking for some excitement.
I think I am. And I need somebody in my life, apparently. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And I'm asking all my friends, and they're like, what is wrong with you? You are 31. That was big in the 90s, you asshole. I was like, oh, but I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
Should I not do it?
Do it if you like. I mean, if that's what you want to do, do it. Why not?
No.
You know, it's pretty sexy, I guess, you know.
But then I'll just walk around with, like, belly shirts.
Yeah, I guess so people can see.
Why I'm, like, I'm literally thinking about this, like, content. I can't figure out what
really?
I want to do.
Then just get it done. What the hell? You can always take it out.
I know.
You know?
I should just for the...
Yeah.
It's not like tattooing my face or anything.
No, no.
I mean, that's a commitment.
Yeah, if you don't want people to see it, you don't, you know, you
Isn't
don't show it.
Isn't that the stupid... That I'm, like, really thinking about... I don't know what is wrong with me. Like, it's...
Well, maybe you try to catch up on the things you didn't do when you were younger, right? I mean, you got married pretty young, no?
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I got married at 23. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
Maybe all of a sudden I'm, like, back in my 20s again.
Yeah, and you're missing out on all... You feel you missed out on these things and stuff, you know, so... But by that measure, you should be, you know, banging guys right and left now to catch up on all the time.
I should be, what I should be doing. I should be doing a lot of stuff, apparently. I need to reevaluate my life, for real. If any listeners out there know what to do with my life, can you please call in and tell me?
You want other people to tell you what to do with your life?
Yes, at this point in my, right now, yes, because I can't figure it out. Because I'm like literally like, oh, should I get a belly ring? What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I should be like, oh, maybe I should go help kids. I mean, granted, I do work with a charity. So
do you?
I do. Yeah, wow. It's called the Thirst Project.
Wow.
So I do do
so you
some
do
good
do that.
Things
okay.
in my life.
Good.
I'm not a total asshole. I do some good things. I rescue dogs and I help kids.
Right.
So that's okay, right?
Yeah. And you unload some belly, you know, belly button rings off of someone.
Watch, I'm going to come in tomorrow with a belly button.
Yeah.
Sam,
yeah.
I did it.
I know. Funny.
No, I don't know. I'm really, I have no, I'm just, I guess I'm just bored.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you are bored. I'll find things for you to do.
Did you ever feel that in your life, though? Am I like the only, I can't be the only crazy person out there.
About,
like,
well,
being bored?
No.
Like,
yeah.
Just...
No, I do get bored a lot. I do get bored a lot, but then I read or, you know, whatever, and I sort of, like, drift away.
And then you're fine?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
There's got to be people out there that are just as bored as I am.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it depends, you know. If you're not into the club scene and all that, you know, it can get pretty boring in that, you know.
Yeah, I'm not into the
But yeah, look, I mean, you've got your dogs and everything. That's fine, you know. You're doing
fine. You make me sound like an old spinster. Great. Awesome. You got a bunch of cats. I feel like if I was to have a bunch of cats right now, I think that would be disastrous.
Really?
Yeah, I don't, I'm not.
You don't like
cat
cats,
fan.
Huh?
No.
Right.
No. I mean, you know, they serve their purpose, but not for me.
Like companionship for other people,
exactly.
But not for us,
They're
right?
They're just so sneaky. I don't know what it is. I'm not really into
it's
it.
It's hard to connect with them, huh? It's not like a dog,
And I feel like when you look at them, they see into, like, different dimensions, and it freaks me out. Have you ever looked into a cat's eyes?
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
Because I know that they're looking through me. Like, it's so weird. I cannot... I can't explain the feeling, but to me, it's just like a creepy feeling.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I wouldn't, you know, if a cat needed help, I would rescue it.
Yeah.
I do have
But then you'd give it away right away.
Well, I would find a home for it, Sam. Yeah. I wouldn't just throw it out on the street. I'm not that much of a bitch. I mean, I am a little bit, but come on. You know, I do have a heart.
Yeah.
There are, you know. But cats, you know, there's actually a lot of, not the word, loose cats. I mean, running around in my neighborhood.
Right, stray cats?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because my brain's not thinking. Stray cats in my neighborhood. But you can just, like, a lot of people just feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... You know, fine to just live outside and
right,
and it's okay. More so, I mean, dogs can't.
Yeah,
do
cats
that.
Are like that. Dogs can't take care of themselves. No,
no, they're more like kids.
Yeah,
they're
more. Well,
like my
people
kids.
Manufacture them for the most part. You know, I mean, dogs are not like, you know, we design them. I think, you know, when we breed them and
yes,
everything. You know,
I agree.
It's not an animal that can live in the wild at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all. And this the breedings that go on these days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. Like, I go to the dog park when I bring them there, and there are new dogs I see every day.
Really? New breeds?
New breeds I see, and I'm like, what breed is this? They're like, oh, it's a puggle poodle thing. I'm like, I don't understand what that even means.
Puggle.
I don't even know. Well, there is a breed. They breed the pugs and the beagles.
The beagles, yeah.
Yeah, so it's called a puggle.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It's too much for me. Have you seen Best in Show?
No. What's that?
Oh my
that?
God. I love that we just talk about dogs all day long. It's this really funny show by Christopher Guest, and it's all about the life of. Well, it takes place as a dog show, mm-hmm. but it's all these different people that have all these different dogs.
Right.
And they're obsessed with their dogs.
Yeah.
Right? Obsessed. And so kind of like I sound like right now because I'm talking about dogs. But I asked my lawyer friend who, mm-hmm. well, he's my lawyer. He's also my friend. This is awesome. He's a magician and he is a dog show judge.
Really?
Right? This, everything. Yeah. I'm like, it was the weirdest experience going to his office for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Because I sat down, he's got no shoes on, crazy socks, a crazy tie, and he's talking to me about my divorce, right? And I'm like, right? Talking about my divorce.
You're supposed to take him seriously.
All of a sudden he goes, do you want to see a magic trick? And I was like, oh my God, where am I at the magic castle right now? What's happening? Like in the middle of my divorce. And wow. So then he does this magic trick, and then he's got German shepherds all around the room. And I'm like, do you like German Shepherds? And he's like, I'm a dog show judge. And I was like, okay. So I asked him, I go, Best in Show, that you have to see this movie. It's so funny. These people are obsessed with their dogs. And it's real.
Yeah.
And I asked Evan, I go.
It's like a documentary or something?
Well, it's like a mockumentary. So it makes fun of, you know.
I see. Okay.
And oh my God, Sam. I asked my lawyer and I was like, Evan, is that how that show, like that movie, is that real? He goes, Steph, it is. He goes, honestly, it is so much worse than that movie.
Really?
And I was like, oh, wow, I have got to see this. So I'm going to a dog show just to see this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I want to see these people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. Awesome. Some people are too obsessed with their dogs, you know?
And their kids.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, with kids, it's okay. It's understandable. But when people talk to their dogs like it's a baby or something.
That's a little disturbing, right?
It is.
I don't do that.
No?
No, I don't do that at all. But you know what's disturbing? You know do you see that show, Tiaras, Toddlers, whatever? I don't know.
Apparently, I don't watch any shows, you know. Don't even bother asking
What's
me.
Happening?
Either that or you're watching too many.
I'm watching, we've already established that I have nothing to do in my life, so I watch stupid TV. This Tiaras, Toddlers, and I don't know, it's like these kids in these pageant shows.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, it's ridiculous. These parents are obsessed with their kids.
Really?
Like, upset. But it's almost like they're living through their kids.
Right, yeah. That's what people do. I mean, that's why you get child stars, you know, in that because.
Oh, yeah. And fucked up child stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually, yeah. That's what happens. I know.
Look at Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Look at all of them for crying out loud.
Drugs, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty difficult to grow up in something like that.
Yeah.
I would say the pressure of that.
Yeah. And how do you handle all these kind of things? You know, you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're a kid. Even adults can't handle all this fame and stuff, you know?
Well, look at Charlie.
Yeah, look at Charlie. Look at Lindsay. Look at Britney.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all these people, like, they can't really handle all this fame, you know? They don't know what to do with it. So they become self-destructive, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I wouldn't rush to send my kids off to be stars mm-hmm. and actors and things like that. I don't know.
Well, it's good that you support your kids, you know, as far
yeah.
as their music, but you're
right.
not like pushing them to be rock stars right now.
No, no.
You know, when they
pushing
want
them to get real jobs. God damn it.
Yeah.
Get real jobs for crying out loud. Leave me alone. You guys are grown, you
I
know.
I love it.
But that's the thing. When you keep providing for them, they have no incentive to go work, you know?
That's true. It is
and
true.
And that's what happens, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, I'm not a parent, but it's like, is that got to be hard as far as, like, when your kids come to you and they need something? Because I know I've gone to my parents, and they've helped me greatly in
right.
a lot, and they've helped all my brothers, you know, all of us.
Right.
But is it got to be hard where you have to, like, cut that off at some point and say, I'm not going to help you anymore?
I would imagine, yeah, because apparently we haven't been able to do that yet.
You got time. You got another few years.
A few years? I don't want to be supporting them for another few years. Let them work for themselves, man.
But it's like, it's got to be hard, though, because you got to feel like, oh, this is my kid. I want to be there for them.
Right.
But then I want to teach them.
Exactly. You've got to teach them, because otherwise they'll grow up and they'll always expect expect money to be there, mm-hmm. and they won't be able to deal with it when it's not.
Yeah.
So it is really important, and I don't know what to do. You're right. It's a really tough thing
call.
To do. Yeah.
I'm not even a parent. Well, I mean, I am to my dogs, but they don't ask me for money. So
you don't have to cut them off.
Right? I mean, when they're bad, then I might not give them a treat, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, it's got to be difficult, I would think.
Yeah.
For parents.
It's, yeah, I mean, a lot of things are difficult. You know, like, I look at their pictures now when they were kids and stuff, mm-hmm. and I really miss that. You know, I miss that. Now they're grown, you know, it's not the same. So, I think I was talking about it the other day. So, I just, I miss that, you know, so that's hard too, you know, when suddenly they're not sitting on your lap anymore and all that, you know, it's tough.
Oh, grown up. Yeah. Uh-oh, Sam, are you going to have another kid?
But I mean...
Is this what you're telling us on air?
No, it's not what I'm telling you. I'm not having a kid at this age. Are you out of your mind?
I love
I'm done with that.
You're like, I just like to look at the pictures.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Nice. And then I can put them away.
Yeah, exactly. Or other people's kids I like.
You there know? You go, because then you can always give them back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my dad, really quickly, my dad is loving being a grandfather, and my mom's loving being a grandmother, and I just have one nephew right now. But they are, I think my dad loves him more than he loves us, because he can go like this. And there you go. Yeah. Back to mom and dad.
Hand it back. Huh?
I could just play with you and be the fun one, and then you can go back and
discipline. Yeah, exactly. That's what grandparents do.
Oh, yeah. And that's what my parents do for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, well, this is it for now. There's still a lot of news we didn't get to, but
I know. I was going to talk about a dog, tomorrow. And that's why I got on it.
But. Yeah, well, we talk about a lot of dogs, I think, for one day, so.
We'll talk about it later this week.
Yeah. All right, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.